And if you
Ever.
want to go, bless you and enjoy the rest of your Saturday, Sunday, whatever time zone you're in.
Thank you.
Thank
All
you.
right.
I
Thank you all for your
apologize for
service.
my
Thank you
stuttering.
all.
Where's the link for that breakout room?
I think Brad's going to set it up.
Yeah, I'm gonna set it up. Since we're since it's the only thing going on, do you want to just do it in the main room or do you prefer a breakout room, Sue?
It really doesn't matter to me if we want to start here now or if some people want to talk and
Oh, sure, that's fine.
that's
Let's.
all I'm thinking of is if we go to the breakout room, then if some people want to have a little chit chat, they can do so.
Does
Yeah,
the recording
let's do
stay
that.
on?
Oh,
Oh,
that's a
yeah.
good point. That's a good point. If we want to have it recorded, which would be a good idea, then we have to stay in the main room. So maybe that's the answer. Let's record it.
Okay. So
Yeah, so
I'm
let's stay
not
in the
making a
main room.
breakout room.
Sorry, people. All righty. So, I think we're, yeah, I think it would be a good idea to have the board section. We couldn't be in the whole QDM this time around just because there was so much there. So, the board members, I hope, are staying. I was sending them little messages as we were finishing off. I am Sue V, but I am accompanied, hopefully, by Al E, one of our new trustees. Al, do you want to just raise your hand so we can, so everyone can see you? I just want to introduce the trustees for those that might not know them. So, if all the trustees put your hand up for me so that we can call upon you, and then you could just introduce yourself for a quick 30 seconds. I'm going to start with the ones I see, but
Thank
all other
you.
trustees, please raise your hand. Tamara, you're the board secretary. Do you want to introduce yourself for a second?
Yes, board secretary and
Yes.
treasurer. A fun position. If anybody wants it, I will handy help. And where are you located, Tamara, geographically? South Carolina in the US.
Okay, thank you. One of our new board trustees from Russia, Alyssa.
Yay. Nice to see you. I'm Alyssa A. Yeah, I'm located in Russia, Moscow. And I guess it's a day afternoon for you. And I'm close to my late evening, I guess.
Thank you, and thank you for staying late in the evening. We appreciate you. Next up is another new trustee. We had five new ones this year. Jim R, and thank you for that. Thank you for hearing our call for more trustees. Jim, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, yeah, I'm Jim, and I've been a trustee, I guess, from April-ish, and I live in New York, and very happy to be here. Yeah, that's it. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Jim. And Al E, please introduce yourself.
Hi, everyone. Let's see. I don't know if I'm being heard or not.
Yes, we hear you,
Oh,
Al. Yeah.
okay.
You're good.
New trustee since very late August of this year. Live in the Metro Chicago area and glad to be here with all of you.
Thank you so much. And so that's some of the new trustees. We have regrets from a few, Dove and Rich.
Oh,
And who else? If I'm missing somebody, it's good.
Ken.
Ken,
Oh,
thank you.
Ken.
Oh, how could I forget
Yeah.
Ken? Yes, Ken, Dove, and Rich couldn't be here. So we are going to have a board meeting with Fellowship. We do them quarterly. And as it happens, it's going to be next Saturday, December the 14th. So it's on the website. We've posted the letter out to everyone. So you'll have access to us again. And we'll go in more detail about everything that's going on with the board. And my apologies that the board report didn't get posted earlier in on the website. We put it in the delegate channel when we realized we were backed up from an IT perspective and also from a board perspective. But we're constantly trying to improve our advance notice of time. So know the intention is there, and we're trying to get the resources and the staff so that we can get it happening for you. Let's open it up then for questions or comments. And if you could raise your hand. And Jim, I think everyone's probably sick of hearing my voice. Do you want to facilitate this section for me?
Sure.
Okay.
I'd be happy to, and no one hates your voice. It but you might be getting hoarse.
Thank you.
Hi, so if we can go by a show of hands, that would be great. And I don't know that we'll have to time things, but we might. If there's a lot of hands raised, we might go to timing.
Good job, Dad.
And yeah, the floor is open. Questions, comments? What did you think about today's program? Hi, Denver? Oh, four, oh, no, Denmark. Hi. Welcome.
Hi, it's Mybrit. I'm in the alternate delegate. Thank you.
Brit.
Thank you all for your service. It has been very strenuous for my sponsee here to follow all of the procedures because she's completely new and English is not our native language. But I have a quick question. Everybody has been talking about the ABC. Is there ever going to be a physical convention again? I've been out of service for 4 years and I haven't heard anything. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
I
Jim, do you
from
want to
what
take
I
that, Jim?
recall, yes, about 4 years ago, somewhere around that time frame, a vote was taken at the ABC because the with the pandemic and the shutdown, we had to go to online only for a year, maybe like 2 years, and it was so successful that the delegates voted that they wanted to keep it as an online event every year. Recently, the board, I don't know about the delegates, but the board has been raising the idea of like maybe every 5 years we could do a get together in conjunction with an online ABC, but it's only just like, wouldn't that be fun stage? So nothing firm has been made yet. Did that answer your question?
Jim, could I clarify something?
Mm-hmm.
It was also decided at that conference that one of the ABC committees would look into the advantages and disadvantages of being in person or being hybrid or whatever the options are, but that we would there would be a recommendation at some point.
Yeah, you're both right. So there's an a long list on the ABC study of these things because there were so many proposals. So it's definitely in the delegates' corner as to whether we want to do this, a physical, hybrid, continue online, etc. But the board is also looking at it, perhaps to suggest, is it time for us to talk about this again? Don't know. So we don't have a definitive answer today. Thanks.
Other than it's for sure online always, right?
Yeah. For now. For
For now.
now.
Yeah. Thank you. And buddy, hi, we see your hand. We're listening.
Yes, thank you. It would save a lot of time if people would refrain from thanking the presentationers for all their hard work and effort and da 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 da. You only get a minute and a half. Just please state your question. It would move the process along pretty quickly. And later, you can thank whoever you want to thank. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you for that observation. Let me take a moment to thank you, buddy, for that
Second
observation. Oh, gotta laugh. Thank you. And
that.
is it Stefan from S Southern California?
Yes, it is. And I'm sorry, buddy, but I have to thank Carmen for having a very successful QDM. We moved along, we got information. We got this was a really wonderful QDM, and I wrote in the delegate channel on Slack that I have changed my context. Instead of referring to any delegate and WSO work as creating as making sausage, I am now going to refer to it as making lasagna, which, when done right in many layers, is absolutely delicious and wonderful. So again, thank everyone on staff. I'm sorry, buddy, but I'm thanking everyone, and Carmen, you did a great job. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment.
Jim, could I make a brief tech announcement?
Sure.
It appears that SurveyMonkey is having a bit of an outage right now. That's the tool that we use for our survey. They had an outage, and then they scheduled some probably emergency maintenance. This thing usually only lasts a few hours. I can't tell exactly when Brian has a survey, but this thing is open for days. I know. Sue, do you happen to know how long this is open?
Oh, like a week or two.
It's open like a week or two. So just because it's down today or a few hours doesn't mean that we don't want you or this is personal. They're down for everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, Brad. And if it's really a long time that they come back, we can send an email out to the delegates so they know. But if it's going to be corrected very quickly, that there's no point.
Right on.
Hi, this is Jim, and I'm noticing a thank you in the chat, so everyone's always welcome to thank people vociferously in the chat. And with that, Josh, welcome. We see your hand.
Thank you. I wanted to bring up the topic of conference committees. I know, we're in this movement towards having a more self-organizing, self-governing conference. And in other fellowships, conference the committee, excuse me, the conference having its own committees is kind of an important piece of that. So I know different folks have different feelings about sort of the how do we get there piece of things. I know some people feel like we might need a charter before we can have conference committees. Other people don't feel that way. I'm just wondering if we could get any comments from the board. Not trying to nail anyone down, just sort of like overall comments on your thoughts on conference committees and how we get there.
Thank you, Josh. And Tamara, do you want to comment on that first, or would you like me to?
Would you mind typing a note?
Okay. And Jim, you're our WSO committee person, so you can actually chime in as well. We're clear. We know that we're going in that direction as other 12 steps have gone. They also are clear in their 12-step World Service Organizations that they have a conference service manual that includes all of these things, and they have a charter. We have neither. So again, I think that we need to figure out how do we go from the past of not having one into the future of having one and doing it in a way that Concept 10 asks us to do. And Concept 10 asks us to be very clear about our service responsibilities and our authority with that. So let's keep working to that. That would be my comment. And Jim, did you want to add anything or Al?
Al, do you want to speak up, or Alyssa? Are you still with us?
Yes.
All right, I'll just say, oh,
I
go
just want
on.
to say I'm aware of the issue. I don't have
Yeah.
enough information to be able to make a good comment at this point.
Thank you, Al. Alyssa, hi, I see your hand. Did you want to
Yeah.
say something?
I raised my hand, to be in a queue.
Oh.
I thought it would be better. I mean, well, in the queue for this answering row. So, to my opinion, well, we had first conference in Russian-speaking area, and it was very surprising, let's say, for me that we organized it well. But considering traditions and concepts of service, sincerely, it was awful. Yeah, and I realized that it's very cool that here we have parliamentarian, we have all this support, and at the moment, having that experience and talking only from my own experience, I could tell that I believe it would be better to have, some foundation as a written text, because otherwise it can be very sensitive and not very ACA, let's say, situations, and well, there can be some issues in the future. So it's only my opinion. I don't well tell for the whole board. Thank you.
Thank you, Alyssa. And I will add, it's really hard to edit a blank page. So if there's anyone out there who has some ideas on how the whole thing could be structured, not how to get there, but just what the final product would be like, it could be worthwhile to jot that down, and with being mindful of the details. And then kind of work backward, like in order to get there, what has to happen last, and what has to happen before that, and what has to happen before that. And just for your own like thoughts, to be really clear, and this is I know it was raised by Josh, but a lot of people are thinking about this topic. And I just say this because I don't know exactly how the phrase goes, but it's something like the future favors the prepared. So if you have an idea of how something could work, it would be good to have it written down. And when the conversation gets to that point, you say, "Oh, I was thinking about this just last month, and here's what my thoughts are." That could be very beneficial to the organization.
Thank you, Jim. And also, Jim was one of the first ABC study chairs. And this was one of the proposals as well in there, is to look at our structure. And but we've asked the ABC study to do a whole lot of things. And so it's about prioritization. And we have the chair of the ABC study here. So he's got his hand up. So when we get there, he could probably elaborate further. I'll pass it back to you, Jim.
Thank you. And let me see whose hands are up.
Yeah, I think Marion is next at ZAF008.
Sure. So we're going to shift topics, possibly. Marion, hi. We see your hand. We're listening.
Hi there. Thank you so much. I'm speaking now on behalf of the meeting groups in, well, the one that I'm representing in South Africa. And a question came up in conversation, which is, and part of the reason that the other delegates are not here is, like, they have felt in the past that they were talked at or talked to rather than being talked with. I'm repeating their comments and sort of summarizing them. And they were going, how do we ask the board? How do we get to ask questions? Is there some way, especially as English is not their first language for a lot of them, how do we ask questions of the board and get answers? And no, we can't always come to an ABC on a set or a board meeting on a Saturday afternoon, which is a Saturday afternoon for you, but it's actually late at night for us, kind of thing. So, like, if you're not in North America, how do you have a dialogue where you get information? In other words, how to create the two-way information where they can ask questions? Because right now, it is 8:30 at night in the middle of summer school holidays in South Africa, and everybody's on holiday right now. So no one's here except me, and I'm visiting. But yeah, the question is how to create that. How do we ask questions was the thing. How do we ask what's happening about this, or we don't understand that, or please could you explain this, or where do we find that? And so, yeah, I just want to put that out there on behalf of the people that I'm here as a delegate to represent. Thank you.
Thank you, Marion. And I think I'd like to turn this over to board members who have a little more time because I could. throw out some ideas, but I think there might be some more concrete structures in place that they could speak to.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. It's Sue. One of the things that we've been looking at is our priorities, and fellowship was very, very important. And what do we need to do to increase our connection engagement with fellowship? And so we're looking at avenues. There's 2,700 groups out there, and there's like 8 board members. So how can we do that? Well, we have the board meeting with fellowship on a quarterly basis. We're looking at, we've already agreed with the European Committee to go to the European Committee on a quarterly basis. 2 trustees are going, and possibly a committee chair to answer questions, to bring in resources for them. It's only the beginning. We're looking to see if we can get some other forums together that we can do that. And of course, if there's something that you can, if you've got an immediate concern and you need a question, you could send it to secretary, and Tamara can put that in the chat. But just recognize there's 2,700 groups out there. 2,700 separate emails will be impossible for us to manage. But we do our very, very best to respond to that. So there's many different ways of getting a hold of us, and we're interested in your ideas if you've got some new ideas that we can be looking at. And we will pull together the strategic retreat, the priorities that we were looking at for 2025, and it will be done early 2025 and posted for everyone. And we want to have a dialogue and conversation with our delegates and our meeting groups about it. With that, I'll pass it on.
Thank you.
Sorry, if I can just offer a comment. The suggestion that was made was perhaps if there was a dedicated channel, like a Slack channel, where they could just post the questions and everyone could see the answers, like we do with the translations group, for example. That might solve a lot of things and ultimately create a kind of Q&A framework. Those were some of the suggestions that I heard made. Maybe they would be useful.
Thank you. Great suggestions. And I don't know, I Tamara put some an address in the chat. I don't know if you want to speak to it, Tamara, but I would also add that we have committees of the board. So if there was a question that was specific to, say, IT or meeting registration or the ABC or a delegate engagement, if the members are on Slack, they're welcome to join in with those open channels. Or if you go to the acawso.org website, most of these groups have, I'd almost say all the committees have a web page with contact information. So, like a nominating committee, if you had questions about that process, you could directly talk to Denise or write to Denise or the nominating chair. And then if they're unable to answer the question, they will come to the board as well, and we could all sort of pitch in. And I hope that helps.
Jim, could I add a technical thing there?
Yes.
Yeah, there's also a contact us form they can fill out in the website. The website can be translated into various languages. It is not required for you to write to us in English. You're welcome to use your own language. We do lo localization translation in the books. We will work with what you send us. Thank you.
Thank you, Brad. Would it be possible to screen share that page? And while you're looking at that, I'm going to turn to Patricia. Patricia, we see your hand and welcome. We're listening.
I wanted to go back to something that was brought up much earlier, that I know that when we have as during the pandemic we switched over to Zoom, and the idea one of the ideas was that that would help to allow people who couldn't travel, who had other barriers or whatever, to participate in the ABC. And I wondered how that had worked out as far as increasing the number of groups that had taken part and would justify if we even if we go to having in-person meetings again to have it be a hybrid situation. And I also need to add, as a personal note, I live in the US and technically I should be able to go to a conference, but I have a disability that does not allow that kind of travel. So I appreciate so much the Zoom meetings and the hybrid meetings in the world. So I did want to ask about that and if any change in participation has been observed since the switch over to online meetings. Thanks.
Thank you, Patricia. That sounds like a question about tallying numbers and such, and I wonder if our IT specialists might have any insight at the ready. And if you don't, that's fine. We can look into it and get that information for you.
What I don't have is the attendance before it was online. We'll need to coordinate with someone that has that, and we can bring the online numbers forward.
Yeah, the one thing we did look at, and it's rough, right? So we looked at in the last 5 years, so going back to 2019, before the COVID, we have grown our meeting groups by 25%. So that's interesting. And the other notice that we noted is our intergroups, which we're concerned about. Our intergroups have not grown. In fact, it's almost like a negative, a bit of a negative growth. They're stalling in the last 5 years. So they're not growing as quickly as the meeting groups are right now. So, but we're trying to pull all these analytics. Don't forget, it's really hard when you have to do it manually, and then you have to count on either volunteers or staff. And there's only so many hours in a day, but we're trying to get systems in place where we can get these numbers much easier. And so keep asking the questions, we'll keep digging, and hopefully we'll have an automated system that's going to help give us these things for all of you.
Thank you. And Patricia, to be clear, were you asking about participation at the annual business conference in particular?
Was asking about the ABC and the QDM.
Yeah.
QDMs are new. I know those didn't even exist back in pre-COVID days. So I was curious about certainly, it not direct comparators other than to the ABC, I think would be all you would be able to compare the before and afters.
And I think we would be able to find those numbers of delegates who are able to participate in Texas and Florida and San Diego and Toronto and Malmo, Sweden. Yeah, it's written down somewhere.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
roughly, I remember because I was the co-chair for doing the ABC AWC in Toronto, and I think it was roughly the delegates in the room were around 75. So don't beat me up. We'd have to go and dig up the numbers, but I remember seeing about 75 and another probably 20 observers. So that gives you an idea.
And I was going to say that 2 years prior in Delray, I'd say there were like 40 participants, of which maybe six were board members, something like that. So it's growing steadily, and that's just a kind of a wild guess. I remember the table layout, and so that's what I'm basing it on. Thank you. And
I could say
Jim?
in our ABC that we had around a hundred or so delegates total on and off at the time. So it has increased with the on that at least in that.
Yeah. And Jim, I'm just going to point out, why don't we the ones that have hands up now will take because we are going over time, but we don't want to cut anyone off. So let's go with the hands we have, and then once we're done, we'll thank and celebrate one another, and we'll do another ACA Serenity Prayer, perhaps.
Thank you. So that takes us up to Laura. And now we're going to hear from Bradford. Bradford, welcome. We're listening.
Thank you, Jim. With respect, I don't understand Sue's explanation for why a conference charter is a prerequisite for a conference committee. I just don't understand that explanation. But I wanted to ask, the board passed a motion in May of this year adopting a new whistleblower policy, and yet that whistleblower policy has not been distributed to the people that it covers. And I don't understand why it's taking so long. I mean, the purpose of a whistleblower policy, as I understand it, is to encourage people to come forward without consequences if they are aware of misconduct. And it's hardly encouraging them to come forward if they don't know that they're protected by a whistleblower policy. So I'd like to know why it's taking so long.
Thank you, Bradford. First off, I think Sue said that she had heard people were raising the question as to whether there needs to be a charter before conference committees. I don't think she held that perspective herself. And I would, generally things are, everything's posted on our website. So I would, I don't want to put the other Brad on the spot, but do you know if that has been posted, the whistleblower policy, Brad?
Yeah, and Jim, if I can add, it's in the Book of Motions. Bradford's correct. It's in, also in the board report. We provide an update on that. And this is something that we need to have and should have, especially extending it to delegates. So everyone's been very focused on what we need to do here. And we're going to be bringing it into education and communication. So everything takes time. At any given time, just so you know, with the board, we have at least 75 to 80 requests for things that need to be processed. We have we're prioritizing everything. We are delegating as much as we can down, and we're moving as fast as we can. So to answer your question, it's on the list. It was reported in our board report if you'd like to read that, and it will continue to make sure that it is well communicated to our volunteers, especially our delegates. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you. Bradford, did you want to follow up? Is it, are you satisfied with that response? Do you need more information?
No, it's, it sounded a bit patronizing. I'm well aware of the workload, and the especially the workload on the board. But it seems to me it's a matter of priorities. And I would suggest that a whistleblower policy deserves a much higher priority than it's been given. Thank you.
Thank you. And Christine, welcome.
Hi
We
there.
we're listening.
Hi, how are you guys? I'm glad that the question was already asked about the number of delegates because that was one of my things I was curious about. So what I feel like I heard is in Delray there were about 40 delegates. When the conference was in Toronto, there was 75 delegates. Then there was a mark of 141, and now we're at 180. So I just think that's really exciting. The growth of delegates and the spread of our program through Zoom, like I feel like our program is so much more accessible. It was one of the gifts of the pandemic. And my question is, when we were looking at other 12-step programs, oh, I'm getting an Amazon delivery. I'm sitting outside. Of course, now, when we consulted other 12-step programs, I heard that one was marijuana. And I'm wondering if we have consulted like AA and Al-Anon, who have been around a long time and have a wide network of members and experience. I know personally, I've explored Al-Anon this year and I've seen their service manual, and it's amazing. I found it really informative and helpful, and I've carried over some of that back to, serving in my business meetings and in my inner group. And I will say one more thing about inner group. I live in Palm Beach County, Florida, and we have a very strong ACA community, like 20 in-person meetings a week, and we have very weak attendance at intergroup. I don't know why, but it's hard. So I guess in there, my question was, have we consulted AA and Al-Anon and relied on their wheels that they've invented?
Thank you for that question, and thank you for your service. And I would, if you have to dash and talk to some Amazon person, you can.
No, I think they're, I'm in the front. I think it's fine. Go ahead.
Okay. I would like to turn that over to Sue because I was not involved with like the reconnaissance from other programs. There are quite a few 12-step worlds out there. I would just add that because someone's been around longer doesn't, they could be more entrenched. in certain ways. Just another thought. I don't know if you've seen the Big Book of AA, but some of it is the language is kind of it took a lot to go from the phrase men and women to people. So they're still wrestling with that. Sue, did you want
Yeah,
to?
if you want to.
Thank
Great
you.
quest, great questions. So we look at all of it, right? So right now we were looking at Marijuana Anonymous and some of the other younger ones because they're right in the middle of doing this. So they feel the pain that we feel. And ask them what, knowing what you know today, what would you do differently? Because it's very personal because they've been involved in it. We absolutely look at AA and Al-Anon, but it's not as personal because it's been around for a long time. So they're more administrators, if you will. So we're fortunate that the 12-Step World Services, we have a network at the chair level and executive director level so that we can ask these questions and get information from them. And also, I got to tell you, our committees have been very vigilant because there's a lot of stuff on websites. And so a lot of our committees, including us, are recording a lot of information on all sorts of things that other 12-Step World Services are doing. So yeah, I hope that answers the question.
I think like Jim, what you were saying about the language, like I agree, I've had to overlook a lot of things going there after being in ACA, but the manual, like the technical part of what the definitions are and like right of decision, like I didn't understand what that was until I read it in that manual. So, but anyway, yeah, you answered my question. Thank you.
Thank you for pointing that out. And I would also, I know everyone's plate is full, and there may be a place for you to volunteer if when we are looking for some help with fashioning the language around these things. So just keep that in mind. Thank you so much, Christine. And Annette, welcome. We're listening.
Thank you very much. My name is Annette, and I'm representing the intergroup from Denmark. And this is my first time at the ACAWSO meeting. I've been in service in Denmark for a long time, and I was just, sort of contemplating about how things are done here and how things are done very differently in my own intergroup. And one of the things that I noticed that was a little puzzling for me is that the agenda is very long. There's a lot of topics, and it's not easy topics, but there is very little time to have any sort of discussion. It's more like questions to the board or the presenters, and then only 1 minute shares, which is several people were cut off during the day, and my experience with a Danish intergroup that has been really suffering from lack of willingness to service or a capability of doing service in the on the intergroup level is that when we take time to really explain very detailed on what is going on. What happened? What's the history of maybe any sort of topic on the agenda? Why are we doing it that way? And et cetera, et cetera. So just explaining a lot. We spent so much time explaining stuff that we hardly sometimes never get around taking decisions on anything. But my experience is just that you need to have everybody on board because if you don't, they get worried. And I think maybe that has sort of pushed people away from service because it becomes very easily when people are sitting with a lot of information, with a lot of history and knowledge, they become very easily, or they become placed on the pedestal. And then it's not from the bottom up as it should be in a 12-step program. It becomes more like questions and answers instead of discussion. So I was just wondering if you have considered having maybe a smaller agenda with more time to discuss and understand why we're here. Why are this on the agenda? I fully understand that people need to prepare, but there are so much information. And when if you're in a newcomer to the service WSO service level, it's a lot to take in. And I think maybe we are losing people because it's too much. So And also, coming from Denmark, English is not my native tongue, I think many people would struggle with the language. So sort of getting to know everything about how things are done and stuff like that is just it just takes a lot of time. So I think maybe people sort of stumble along the way and maybe never get here, and that's just too bad. But we're w really working in Denmark to sort of get more people along, but it's been such a slow process. It's taken years and years, and probably there will be so for years to come as well. So yeah, but it's been really great to be here, and thank you for everybody that's done a lot of service. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. And I didn't hear so much a question as more of a comment. And I agree that there are challenges to the way in which we are conducting our business. There's a lot, especially now that everything's online, because it's such a distance. You know, you're 12 inches away from me on the screen, but you're so far away in terms of, you know, let's have a cup of coffee, or what do you think about this or that? The opportunities for fellowship are few and far between. And you know, our program, you know, we are ACA members, and we have challenges with talking, trusting, feeling. And the remedy to that is fellowship and being in situations where you can talk and feel, which brings around trust. And I don't have the answers, but I do recognize, as you have, the challenges that we are facing. And I know that we are getting better at it, because I see that in the tone of these meetings, the participation of the membership. And if you do have ideas on how to make things better, Julian, who was in line and had to leave, said in the chat, what about some social and icebreaker activities included in future QDMs? You know, so that's an idea. And when we met face to face, there was a dance party the night before it all began, or the after the first day. You know, there were t meals together. You know, so we've lost that, and we are also able to include more people. So it's a bit of a trade-off. And thank you so much, Annette, for being here. And you know, as I mentioned earlier to Christine, that you know, inviting her to participate in volunteering, that goes for you and for everyone if you find the time and the calling. So thank you. William, hi, we see your hand and we are listening. And you're muted. And maybe eating something. Did you bring enough to share, William?
Is he able to unmute? It must be.
I don't know.
Maybe we'll come back to William and while he's
Yeah.
working his mute and unmute
You are.
button.
Okay.
And Brad's here, so Brad could
He's
probably help.
unmuted.
He's
Oh,
unmuted.
there we go.
Sorry about that, everybody. I'm on a new computer as well, and I've had some very serious technical difficulties. Sorry for that. In response to Marion's question about asking questions on the global level, I recognize the language challenges, and I just wanted to say that MSC, Member Services Committee, is trying to reach out on a global level as well. And it's my dream to take the committee to a place where it offers member services on a worldwide basis. Thanks.
Thank you, William. And if there's a place for the icebreaker and dance parties and all that sort of stuff, member services is the hot spot, I would guess. With that, we're going to Laura. And Laura was going to be the last person. I don't know how we're doing time-wise, because Lynn has put her hand up as
Yeah.
well.
I think Lynn hasn't spoken, so let's go to Lynn and hopefully finish it at that point.
Okay.
Thank you for allowing me to speak. I have to agree that the agenda was, there was a lot in the agenda to go over today. And there were times during the meeting where people had more to add and they were cut off. And it was important for me to understand what they were adding. Particularly in the breakout session, it was a hard time getting people to volunteer for the various positions. So time was taken up that way. And I had more to say again, and someone in our group wanted to take a vote. I didn't get to say what I needed to say. And it's important for me to have my time to speak. I appreciate all the work that everyone is doing, but maybe we are being just too aggressive in everything that we want to accomplish in this quarterly meeting, that maybe if we didn't have as many tasks to do, we could be more thorough in what we do need to discuss. And thank you for allowing me to share.
Thank you, Lynn. Thank you for that comment. And I think whom someone mentioned, it might have been Mybrit, that the QDMs are all very new even. No, it was a question about the attendance at the ABC and the whole thing, that the QDM is just so new that we don't have, you know, we're learning how to schedule these agendas and put stuff together. And maybe we need to build in some just quiet time into the agenda, you know, a 2-minute silent meditation here and there, and allow people to get their thoughts together, and then even build in more time for comments. Are we ending there, or can we hear from Laura?
Let's hear from Laura.
And thank you, Lynn. Laura, hi, we see your hand.
Hi there. Hi there. There was a question earlier about BIPOC or having representation if people didn't feel safe, or unregistered groups. And I think that people, it's not a perfect solution, but they could be represented through a special purpose intergroup where a rep could come from the group and their voices could be heard through that intergroup for that purpose, whatever it is. A language, whatever, or if there's a safety issue too, could be even in countries, maybe, I don't know. I'm just suggesting one, I'm not saying that China, or maybe even, I don't know if everyone feels safe in Russia, whatever your circumstance. Or a team, whatever you want your circumstance to be, you could be represented by a elected representative for your intergroup. And then on registration of past delegates in past years, and like looking at that study, I would love to see those numbers in an archival each year or at each QDM or whatever, somewhere where it could easily be referenced, because I find it really neat to look at who globally is coming. And Brad was right on top of it. He said 20 countries are represented in this QDM. That was my interest. And where are those people? And he gave it to me right away, but I would love to see that included somewhere. I would have an ask if it's not already done. It probably already is, but in the minutes of any QDM or ABC for corporate purposes, as well as just my own interest, I would love to see the names of the delegates and the group numbers put somewhere in the minutes. They used to be there. For 2013, I had notes of 22 delegates. 2014, there were 43. 15, 2015, there were 32. In 2017, I was the delegate engagement. And there were 86 total. 9 of those were from countries outside of the United States. And hopefully more recently, there's also, but they should always be in the ABC minutes reflected there as an archival amount. And it's important to have those names listed from the groups they're represented, because when you need to vet people for a chair of a region, or a WSO trustee, you want to be able to go back through there to see their minutes or search or something. You want to use that search functionality. So it's important to have that there as a resource for us. Thanks.
Thank you.
Great job today.
Thank you. Thank you, Laura. I would offer a comment that I know we have a data committee, and maybe they could be tasked with sort of going back, you know, when they have time and finding those numbers. But going forward, as a standard procedure, they could gather stuff and keep it in some place. I don't know if they're the ones, but data seems to be calls to me. So. Thank you. And
thank you.
Can I turn it back to you, Sue?
Thanks, Jim. And yeah, I totally agree. And I think these are the things that we're starting to look at right now is all the analytics, all the numbers and things like that, and how can we do it and who can do it. So great suggestions. And Laura, you just introduced another purpose perhaps for intergroups. You suggested that for intergroups, maybe they could have some special interest groups that can't be registered and they can do it. They can have them in their intergroups, and they could have a vote that way. So there's a bunch of different ways to do it. So let's just keep being creative. And that comment about the minutes, I'm not too sure about the past practices and what we're doing today, but let's put that question mark and see what's going on with it. So this is the kind of dialogue that we love to have. And I'm so appreciative of all of you. After 4 hours, and what, 4 hours and what did we say, 20 minutes, you're willing to stay on again with us. Know that that is appreciated. And we value that. It's so important for us to have this two-way dialogue. So I'm not sure if any of the other trustees want to say anything as we wrap things up, but I would just remind everybody we're going to do a very fulsome board meeting with the fellowship on December 14th. It runs from about 2 p.m. Eastern to about 4:30. We try and get finished before 4:30 Eastern because it's quite late in some of the other countries. But we hope to see many of you there. And Tamara, do you have any comments as we're finishing off? And can't Tamara might not be able to do that. So I'm going to move over to Alyssa and then Al.
Hi everyone again. I just wanted to remind that we have some vacant positions on the board, and it would be lovely to have trustees from all over the world. I'm trying to make my input this process, as you can see. So if you like hesitating or have some ideas for it, I just encourage you maybe to try or to recommend someone or to inspire someone. Well, the more hands we have, the more we are capable of doing something. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Alyssa. And we're so grateful to have Alyssa from Russia. So grateful to you. Thank you. Both in terms of internationalism and in terms of youth. In terms of youthful energy, yay. And Al, would you like to say anything as we're closing off?
Just wanted to be, let's say, mindful for folks that we have many problems before us, but that means we have many opportunities to grow as a fellowship. And those many opportunities kind of feed into what Alyssa has just said about the opportunities for new service throughout the organizations, trustees, intergroups, regions, what have you. So I just leave that thought with on the minds of folks.
Thank you. And I would thank you. And just a reminder, we have sent a letter out thanking everyone for hearing our appeal earlier this year about having more trustees. We were down to two active, and one was on a medical leave. We now have eight trustees, and they're all learning the different ropes. And Jim's been doing a wonderful job facilitating this breakout room. So thank you, Jim, and Alyssa and Al, in bringing their fresh perspectives on things. If you are interested or you know someone who you think might be really good as a trustee, please spread the word. And if you Even if you think, oh, what about our WSO committees? We have so many WSO committees. And I think we posted the org chart there. You can look at volunteering. And I understand if you can't, but I will say this is that every service that I've ever had brings a deeper healing to my ACA recovery. It's almost like I go to a step study, but in this case, it's a service study. And so I have been very grateful that I've been able to do it. And I get to practice my balance. So, Tamara, are you able to unmute?
Yes, sorry, I thought I was unmuted. I was just saying this is all really great feedback, and I've got it all written down, so that's great. It'll be in the minutes, and we really appreciate your guys' involvement.
Thank you. So we're going to be finishing off with the Serenity Prayer, but Josh, you're slipping in, and we had said that the last question we answered, is this a something that we have to do right now? Because I'd like to go into the Serenity Prayer for everyone because they've been staying, well, almost an hour. And I'm going to turn it back to Jim to close us off with the Serenity Prayer. Oh, Josh is okay right now. Thank you, Josh. Okay, Jim.
Awesome.
Yeah, thank you. And Jim, over to you to finish us off.
Hi, yes, thank you. And I would just say service is the backbone. Service is where I have learned how to be the person that I am. So, and it doesn't have to be at WSO. If you have a meeting and you can chair the meeting and you can, handle that at an intergroup, whatever, learning to use your voice really makes it so much easier in the future. With every step, it gets so much easier. And I think, what is the promise? Our self-esteem will grow as we give ourselves commendation on a daily basis, something along those lines. I've forgotten the exact words right now, but that's
Approval.
how I'm able to welcome everyone and share the love that I have for all of you. And with that, let's go to the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the people I cannot
People
change,
change.
the courage to
Courage change the one
change
I can.
and
the wisdom to know
wisdom to know that one is
that
me,
one is me.
not you.
For everyone.
What?
Thank you all so much. Very, very nice. And have a wonderful rest of your weekend.
Yeah.
And we'll stop the recording, Brad, and